everyone, and welcome to Lesson 3 of Braille Bits. Before we get started, I have the honor of Karen Cunningham sitting next to me, who is also a very dear friend of mine. I've had the opportunity of working next to her for 2 years now, and her love for what she does and her love for the children are just unmeasurable. But before we get started, I would want you guys to get to meet Karen as well. So do you mind if I ask you a few questions today, Karen?
Sure, I'd be glad to answer.
Okay. So you've been here for how many years at the agency?
17 years. 17 wonderful years.
17 years. See, I told you guys, she's a smart cookie. She knows a lot about what she does. So what area do you work in with the agency in your position?
I work in the Instructional Materials Center.
Okay.
And what I do is I receive orders as they come in for the Braille students.
Nice.
And that is what I do, is I research to try to find the orders available. We check the shelf. We check with other vendors. And if we need to get it sent out with our volunteer Braillists or other contractors or agencies, we get that all started.
That takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
It does.
And not only time, but you find that it's a lot of detail. There's a lot of checklist and checking off your list. But when you do all that, what is the most important part of that to you?
The most important part of that is for the students to get quality Braille in a timely manner. And that's very important to me. That's my passion, is just to make sure these kids have what they need when they get in the classroom.
And I know when you say passion, when you talk about your children and when something comes in that's even shy of the deadline, you get passionate about it, and you want to make sure you figure out how to solve that. And I do admire that about you. But not only are you part of the Instructional Materials Center, and I mean a big part of that success, but tell me about what else you do with the Braille Challenge. I know you have your hand all over that, too.
Yes, I'm the regional coordinator for the Braille Challenge, and I really get excited every year for that. We have it at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. This year, it's February 29th.
Oh, leap year.
Yes, a leap year. So we're really excited about that. It's great to see the students coming in and competing, and they test their skills in spelling, proofreading, reading comprehension, and speed and accuracy. It's a lot, but it's great to see them come and get together and have some fun, really.
Yes, it's all about fun. And so although you're a big part of that, trying to get it all lined up, there's a lot of time and organization that goes into that. When would you say you start planning for Braille Challenge that's on February 29th. You plan it starting now, aren't you?
Starting now, and actually that I want to put in here that the Braille Institute is the sponsor for the Braille Challenge, and so they start out with a meeting in September of every year and give us the details for what lies ahead.
I love hearing about that, because it really does go back to the importance of Braille in our children's lives and how important Braille is for them to grow up and be successful, independent people. And it starts when they're young, doesn't it?
It does start when they're young. The sooner they can start reading Braille, the more successful they will be as an adult.
Well, like I said, I've had such an honor working with you for 2 years, and I watch your eyes light up around the kids, and it just, I'm in awe of that. And I want you to continue to do that in your course of all that you do here. So I want to thank you so much for coming in today and interviewing with me.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Denise, but I have to say that I could not do it without the rest of the Instructional Materials Center team and our Braillists, our volunteers,
Yes.
We really count on everyone pitching in together as a team to get this all done.
Well, with that being said, are you ready to help me with lesson 3?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now.
Very excited for
that. I hear you're pretty good at reading the dots.
Yes.
Is that true?
That's true.
All right, so let's get started. The last 6 letters of the alphabet is what we're going to talk about next. The letters U, V, X, Y, and Z are formed by adding dots 3 and 6 to the first 5 letters of the alphabet A, B, C, D, E. It's very important that you memorize these letters by their dot numbers and configurations. Would you like to say the dots to what I'm going to say the letters?
Yes.
Letter U.
That's 1, 3, 6.
The letter V.
That's 1, 2, 3, 6.
The letter X.
That's 1, 3, 4, 6.
The letter Y.
That's 1, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The letter Z.
That's 1, 3, 5, 6.
Karen, did you notice that we skipped the letter W?
Yes, I did.
Well, you know, I don't know why.
Why?
This will be fun. You can, you know, use this as a fun teaser question. Well, the French alphabet does not have the letter W in it.
That's right.
So to create the letter W, it is the letter J of the alphabet with dot 6 added. So let's say the dots for W.
Dots 2, 4, 5, 6.
Good job, and thank you for helping with that. All right.
My pleasure.
Numbers. Numbers are no special Braille symbols for cardinal numbers. Instead, the numbers 1 through 0 are expressed by the letters A through J, preceded by the numeric indicator, dots 3, 4, 5, and 6.
That's right.
Okay, you ready to do some more dot configuration with me? Number 1.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dot 1.
Number 2.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dots 1, 2.
Number 3.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dots 1, 4.
Number 4.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dots 1, 4, 5.
Number 5.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dot 1, 5.
Number 6.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6, dots 1, 2, 4.
Are you noticing a rhythm here, Karen?
Yes.
That we're always putting the numeric indicator, which is dots 3, 4, 5, and 6, in front of the letter of the first letter of the alphabet.
Yes.
And so actually, number 5 is the numeric indicator with the letter E, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
I did.
Okay. And I want to also point out that the Braille cells are bundled together. In other words, they're side by side. There's no space in between them. Number 6.
That's 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 1, 2, 4.
Number 7.
That's 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 1, 2, 4, 5.
Number 8.
That's 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 1, 2, 5.
Almost done. Number 9.
That's 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 2, 4.
So for the number 10, we need to add the 0 after the number 1. Last but not least, number 10.
That's 3, 4, 5, 6. Dot 1, dot 2, 4, 5.
Good job. I just want to again thank you for coming today and being a part of this interview. And we look forward to working many more years together. So
thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And by the way, she was very nervous about being here today, and she did fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.